August 26th, she's performing at the River Cree. Julie Black joins me. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm excited.
Yeah, you've dominated Canadian music. You've been a morning television host, a stage actress. What's something you haven't done yet that you want to do?
Oh, that's a brilliant question. I have not headlined arena tours yet. And that's on my list, like on some Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Renaissance, like sell out coast to coast, my country first and foremost. I'm a born and raised Canadian. So that's on my list.
Let's go back to the Special Chiefs Assembly. On April 3rd, you were asked to perform the national anthem. You received an eagle feather and a star blanket. How did that performance come about?
Oh, wow. Well, I did the national anthem for the NBA All-Star Game in Utah, February of this year. I felt in my gut that it was time to have a meaningful moment and take a stance for Indigenous folks while I sing the anthem. You know, I chose to get permission, speak to Indigenous friends, let them know I was thinking of singing home on Native land rather than home and Native land. Went ahead with it, and it's a heritage moment. And so the Assembly of First Nations, months later, they thought about it, they deliberated, they got together and decided they wanted to not just award me, but more so reward me for my courage. And it was very emotional. I feel so honored and privileged to have been a recipient of such a high honor.
Yeah, you were really moved by it. You were brought to tears. Why was it such an emotional moment for you?
A couple things. One, I was thinking about my late mom, who's always for the people, for togetherness and community. She migrated to Canada for a better life, and she believed Canada is the best place on earth to raise a family, and to all of my mom's family's in America. She chose Canada in 1968. So there's one, that part of it, me being a born and raised Canadian, as I mentioned, and to know that I stepped away from being Julie Black the singer and becoming Julie Black the activist in a way that felt right. It was a big release, big surrender. I'm in a place of my life that, you know, if it's not meaningful, then I'm not interested. It kind of became an intersection between music and the message.
It was a real beautiful moment. And another beautiful moment, especially for you, you were inducted onto Canada's Walk of Fame. So what does that mean to you?
Unreal, but real. For me to be alive, and this may sound kind of morbid, so listeners, you know, bear with me. A lot of times people aren't here to see their name on cement, you know. Usually it's we're celebrating people that are gone, and I'm here. And at this young age, it means a lot. It means that Canada is embracing Black people, Black women, Black music. I live a Black experience, and I have to be more bold about it, where it's like, you know, if it weren't for my ancestors, that award wouldn't ever have happened. And to think, you know, the late, great Salome Bay inducted the same year, she would have been close to her, you know, 90. Me being 45 and her would have been close to 90, that lets me know that, okay, they're closing the gap. It's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to the Walk of Fame being even more diverse.
You're coming to the River Cree on the 26th. What else are you working on?
Well, there's always something brewing in the music kitchen. Lots of work with Indigenous peoples, visiting different First Nations communities. Also, I'm getting ready to write a Christmas album. So you heard it here first. It should be my very first Christmas album, so that's very exciting. More touring. I'm looking forward to coming to the River Cree in that part of Canada and coming back. So, you know, it's been a long time since I've been on the road. So this is my renaissance. Every time I touch down in any city, my goal is to really have people leave feeling better than they came in. I'm looking forward to packing the house. Please bring your friends, bring your family, and let's support R&B music in Canada.
We're so excited to have you. Before I let you go, I want to see if you will play a little game with me. We call it the Shanish Inquisition.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask you five questions, and it's the first thing that pops into your head, and then we get to know Julie Black a little bit more. What's the best dessert?
Ooh, the best dessert. The best dessert for me is ketchup chips.
Was not expecting that at all.
Ketchup chips.
Yeah. I get it, though. I get it. They're sweet, so that would count as a dessert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever asked anyone for an autograph?
Ooh, no. I haven't. Not that I can remember. I asked Oprah for her bacon, though.
Bacon? What is that?
Yeah, we were at an event in New York. It was the launch of an XM station. Her Oprah and Friends channel. I went to the washroom, came back. She was at my seat. She was sitting, because I was sitting beside Gail, true story. And she's like, oh, honey, are you in my seat? And I was like, I just said, I was honest. I'm like, yeah. I said, but you could give me your bacon. And she gave me, it was pre-COVID, clearly. And she gave me her bacon. So I shared bacon with Oprah.
Oh, that's a story to write down for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first car?
My first car was a gray Chevy Cavalier. And I named him Johnny.
How come Johnny?
I don't know. Just for some reason, that was the name. Johnny was very reliable. And then and actually put that same name into my first single, Rally. And Johnny, don't love Julie no more. When the car broke down, it was really about my boyfriend. It was a double entendre. Boyfriend broke down, then the car broke down.
What's the scariest movie you've seen?
Scariest movie I've seen? I'm probably going to go way back to Sixth Sense.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I felt scared. I didn't want to close my eyes.
Was the ending a surprise to you, or did somebody ruin it for you?
No, it was a total surprise.
Ooh, that's good then. That's good.
Yeah.
And last but not least, beach or the mountains? Which one are you picking?
Beach!
Yeah.
All day.
A girl
All
after
day.
My own heart.
Call me Rotisserie Julie. Just hook me on that beach.
So the next thing you need to do is come up with your own line of suntan lotion.
Hello. Yeah. We're going to work that out.
I think so. I think
I'm going to call it black magic. You put on your skin. Put on your skin, everybody, and all of a sudden, everything's magical.
I love it. I'm going to buy some. I will buy some when it comes out.
Buy some. In bulk.
Exactly. Well, Julie, thank you so much.